The time period Paleolithic begins 2 million years ago with what is considered the first toolmaking and ends at the end of the Ice Age, about 6800 BC. It is by far the longest time period that includes, in the view of the evolutionist, a period of transformation of primates from ape-like creatures to the more gracile and fully erect modern humans. Theoretically, each of these more evolved orders spread out across the globe, replacing the more primitive species. However, in reality, species that have been around a million years or so do not disappear as quickly as scientists would like us to believe. This is their story. A species of man, defined as archaic, characterized by the following physical traits: a receding lower jaw, projecting upper jaw, prominent brow ridge with a receding forehead, massive jaws and thick skull's walls. Many of the archaic men grew to an unusual stature, by even today's standards, with some as large as 9 feet in height. Their remains have been found across the globe, but in no more greater density than in the Ohio Valley and associated with the Alleghe-Hopewell Mound Builders. The accepted progression of evolution by academia goes from Homo afarensis, Homo habilis, Homo erectus, Homo sapiens, archaic, that included Homo antecessor, and Homo heidelbergensis, Neanderthal, and then to the final subspecies of modern man, Cro-Magnon. It has been professed by anthropologists that a more modern, elegant variant of modern man interbred with this last archaic subspecies of Cro-Magnon, resulting in today's populations. The last of the Cro-Magnon are said to have disappeared at the end of the Ice Age, around 10,000 BC. And yet, within the later Mesolithic, Neolithic, and Atlantic periods, 6800 to 2250 BC, skeletal remains are still consistent with what would be considered Ice Age archaic or Cro-Magnon populations. The distinctness of an archaic type of skull compared to that of a modern man being bigger teeth projecting upper jaw, called prognathism, a massive lower jaw, a pronounced brow ridge, a receding forehead, and thick skull walls. The size of the skeletal remains, in of itself, is not an attribute of an archaic human, but the immense size of the Cro-Magnon has to be part of the gene pool that survives into the hunter and fishers, the Amorites or Nephilim, the Beaker people, and eventually within the Alleghe and Hopewell populations in the Ohio Valley. So, unless we surmise that de-evolution has taken place, then the only explanation can be that what appears to be archaic peoples survived much longer than scientists admit in the circumpolar regions extending across the North American continent. The other population center of the Cro-Magnon was found in the eastern Mediterranean lands of present-day Israel, Palestine, and Syria. Legends of the last remnants of these giants would be immortalized in the Bible, Eddas, Vedas, and Greek mythology. Before exploring the geographic extent of the Cro-Magnons, we will examine their evolutionary or created predecessors. This establishes the long duration of what has been classified as archaic skull types. The discovery of skeletons of these early men also shows that heights exceeding 6 feet was established early and continued into the Cro-Magnon era. It is the belief of evolutionists that Homo sapiens lineage started with Australopithecus afarensis, 4 to 2.7 million years ago, and whose discovery, near Hadar, Ethiopia, was nicknamed Lucy. Australopithecus's head and brain were small, resembling the ancient apes, but walked upright and had a skeleton similar to humans. The next species in the evolutionary line was Australopithecus robustus, who lived from 2.2 to 1.6 million years ago, and was similar in body size to afarensis, but was distinguished with a massive skull and teeth. They were much like afarensis in that their face was flat, very ape-like, with no forehead. Contemporary to robustus, around 2.5 to 1.6 million years ago, was Homo habilis, skillful or handyman, who had a larger brain that allowed him to develop limited speech and make some tools. However, Homo habilis never improved the few tools he had and lived a life of a scavenger. Habilis's face protrudes less than the earlier hominids, but was still very ape-like with a sagittal crest or bony ridge that was evident on the top of the skull.